Let's go back to the Olympics now and the uplift they've given many people over the past 10 days. For many of those involved in sport, the hope is that the Games will boost participation and discourage young people from dropping out. Eimear Kelly is an assistant lecturer in sport at MTU Cork, and she's been writing about sporting role models for the RTE Brainstorm website. Eimear, thanks for joining us. I suppose there are two issues here. One is the importance of investment in sport, and the other is the impact of sporting success. What evidence is there that the sort of performances we've been witnessing have a positive impact on children in particular?
Hi, Rachel. Thanks very much. I suppose firstly on the impact, personally, just such an incredible Olympics. And I think the word inspiration and words like that are mentioned an awful lot. And I suppose what I'm trying to do with my research and the team as well is to figure out what is that impact, as you said. And what we're finding is that there is an impact on participation in terms of those who do have a sporting role model, a sports star role model, are almost twice as active as those who don't, almost three times as likely to be playing sport, and almost three times as likely to have a sports club membership. So I suppose that's the first evidence of impact, and kind of delving a little bit deeper into that to figure out how that could be the case is, I suppose, figuring out impact in terms of how does an elite sports star make you feel about your own journey or your own possibilities in terms of a psychological impact. And the second is, what does it make you do? So again, what we're seeing, particularly from our qualitative research, is that those who have local, relevant, successful and attainable sporting role models, maybe close to them, are going out and doing additional practice themselves. They're putting more effort into their own training. So you're seeing kind of a psychological and a behavioural impact. I suppose that's the power that these, you know, incredible athletes are having on youth.
So it does make a difference then if a young person can identify with a sports person, if they can say, well, they went to a school like mine or they grew up on a street like mine.
Absolutely. You know, that relative piece is just huge in terms of similarity, I suppose. And just to mention, a huge thanks to the Children's Sport Participation Physical Activity Research Team and Sport Ireland for helping with this. But what that study has shown is that gender, firstly, is huge, with, 99% of young boys choosing a male athlete to look up to, whereas for girls, it's almost split half and half, which I suppose is kind of telling its own story. Is if we see more of those female athletes, could that go, you know, could the percentage of young girls choosing female athletes increase? But definitely the similarity piece, if it's not gender, you know, it's looking at Rashida there and Kelly Harrington over the last week, going back to their home club straight away. I mean, the young boys and girls speaking about that, they went here, I've seen her train here, I know Sarah Lavin and UL as well, she'd be close to home here for me, and Charlene Mosley. But seeing the impact on those children, both male and female, and just saying, wow, that coach coached them, I actually have that coach as well, or the same facilities, training grounds, whatever it is. That's where it's coming from, really. It's changing the perceived barriers that young people have for themselves by seeing someone overcome it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a million for talking to us this lunchtime. Eimear Kelly there, who's a lecturer in sport at MTU Cork.